In the past few weeks, allegations of sordid behavior from two American screen legends have received new attention. Woody Allen has been dealing with accusations that he sexually abused his adopted daughter. The back and forth has played out in the press, forcing a lot of people to witness a very messy situation for one of the country's most popular filmmakers. With less fanfare, stories of Bill Cosby have surfaced again recently about his alleged history of sexual assault. If you're not familiar, 13 women have accused the comedian of sex crimes dating back decades. Although no one is guilty until proven innocent, that thinking marks an inherent flaw in how we treat crimes like this in our society. Just because something can't be proven doesn't mean it didn't happen. And more specifically, it doesn't mean that the threshold of the law is necessarily the correct moral standard. For me, it's impossible to separate these rumors from the legacies of these two men. And though I was never really a big Woody Allen fan, Cosby's work was influential to my life. But I've got no problem never watching or listening to either of them again if that means doing the right thing. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.